Thomas wasn't there. Thomas representing the whole world of doubt, right? Thomas, one man representing all of us. So, in the words of the great biblical philosophers, the Beatles, 8 days a week, 8 days later, right, it happens again. The disciples are in the upper room, and here's what happens. One of the 12 wasn't present when Jesus appeared to them. It was Thomas, whose nickname was the Twin. So the disciples informed him, "We have seen the Lord with our own eyes." Still unconvinced, Thomas replied, "There's no way I'm going to believe this unless I personally see the wounds of the nails in his hands, touch them with my finger, and put my hand into the wound of his side where he was pierced." That's a pretty high demand, wouldn't you think, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? And yet that's the demand of most people living in the world today. Many people here, and me sometimes. Nope, I'm not going that far. I need to see hard evidence. I need my senses, my five physical senses, to experience the reality of the risen Christ. My eyes, my ears, you know, my nose. I need to be convinced, as if this was a trial. I'm on the jury, and you need to show me the proof. That's Thomas, right? That's me. That's a lot of us, right? Still today. Because we've been trained to believe that unless our senses, the five physical senses we have, can prove it, then it's not believable. Don't believe it. It's crazy talk. It's lunacy. It can't be true. That's basically what Thomas was saying there. I've heard it a lot from a lot of people. So, 8 days later, told you. Thomas and all the others were in the house together, the same house they were at before. And even though all the doors were locked, as they were before, Jesus suddenly stood before them. And he said, "Peace be with you." Because that's what he always said, every day to you. He says, "Peace be with you." Then, knowing Thomas's heart, then looking into Thomas's eyes, he said, "Put your finger here in the wounds of my hands. Here, put your hand into my wounded side and see for yourself, Thomas." "Thomas," he said, "don't give in to your doubts any longer. Just believe." And then the words spilled out of Thomas's heart. You see, he had made the journey that we talked about on Easter, from here and the need for evidence, to here and the need to believe. Big difference. And the words spilled out of his heart, and he said this, "My Lord and my God." Sums it up, doesn't it? Doesn't it sum up who Jesus is? My Lord and my God, all in one. He never had to touch a man. He never had to touch him. He believed. He went from here to here with Jesus in front of him. That's the challenge in a post-resurrection world. We can't sit around waiting for hard physical evidence when the power that comes through Jesus Christ isn't of this world. It's not built for our physical senses. It's built for our hearts to believe. It's here that you are called to believe. It's why so many people, religious people, self-acclaimed Christians, members of churches, still haven't experienced the power of the risen Christ. Experienced it. Right? Lived it. Felt it. Know it. Personally and directly. Because they can't get past the need to have hard evidence. Jesus wasn't made for this. He was made for this. That's why the words spilled out from Thomas's heart. "My Lord and my God." Jesus responded, "Thomas, now that you have seen me, you believe. But there are those who have never seen me. but have believed in me with their hearts, and they will be blessed even more. You see, that's living in a post-resurrection world. We don't have the choice of going out of our house today, walking down into the village, taking our knapsack, and spending the day with Jesus walking through the park, do we? Going to another village, going across the Holy Land and spending a week with him, right? That's not how Jesus works in the world today. He works through the Holy Spirit. And there's only one place in your body that was made for that. The rest of it was made for earth, living on earth. There's a place made for the Holy Spirit. Your heart. That's where you have to believe. The book of Hebrews tells us faith, right, is believing in things unseen, but known in our hearts to be true. This is where Jesus lives. This is where the reality of him, he is. This is where the Holy Spirit acts. And if you want to live as a follower of Jesus Christ in a post-resurrection world, you need to now convert, as Thomas did, from here to here, and join the disciples that are changing the world. Receive the Holy Spirit. Believe in Christ as your Lord. Know that Jesus is God with us. And be just as he was, sent by him out into the world to do just what he did. That's the post-Easter message. That's what the world needs. It's been waiting 2,000 years for you, for this church, for Jesus Christ, the people around you, your family, your friends, your church, your community, the world. Now it's time, isn't it? Isn't it time now? I mean, isn't this the time? Let's not wait any longer, all right? Give him your heart, and he'll change your life. Amen? All right. Tracy, let's go to the table.